जय गिरिभरधारी जय गिरिभरधारी गोपी जन बालाभ जय गिरिभरधारी जय गिरिभरधारी यशोदानन्दन जय व्रज जनरञ्जन जय व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन जय व्रज जनरञ्जन जय व्रज जनरञ्जन जमुना तीर बनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जमुना तीर बनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टतरशत भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य गरंतरा श्रीमद् भागवतं की इताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरी टू शिशि गुरु वंशि गौरंगा टेलीफोन आई गेस ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Summon Bonum, Chapter 23, The Brahmana's Wives Bless, Text Number 26.
Nanvadhamayi kurvanti Kushala swartadarshinaha Ahaitukiya bahya abhyabhahitam Bhaktin ama priye yataha Nanvadhama jikurvanti Kushala swartha darshinaha Ahaitukyabhyabhahitam Bhaktin agma priye yatha Nanvadhamaya kurvanti कुशलाश्वर्तदर्शिनः अहैतुक्याव्यवाहितम् भक्तिन् आमाप्रिये यथा.
प्लीज चैंट.
नान्वधामायि कुर्वन्ति कुशलाश्वर्तदर्शिनः अहैतुक्याव्यवाहितम् भक्तिम् आत्मप्रिये यथा. नानु सर्टन्लि आधा directly mayi unto me kurbanti they perform kushalaha those who are expert swa artha their own true benefit darshinaha who perceive ahaituki unmotivated abhyabahitam uninterrupted bhaktin devotional service atma to the soul priye who am most dear yatha properly. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Certainly, expert personalities who can see their own true interest render unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service directly unto me. For I am most dear to the soul. Purport. The Supreme Lord informed the Brahmana's wives that not only they but all people who recognize their true self-interest take to the spiritual process of loving service to the Lord. Lord Krishna is Atma Priya, the real object of love for everyone. Although each individual has his own taste of freedom, ultimately, every living being is a spiritual spark of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, everyone's primary loving attraction is constitutionally meant for Lord Sri Krishna. Loving service to the Lord should be ahaituki, without personal motive and abhyabahita, unobstructed by mental speculation, selfish desire, or any quirk of time and circumstances. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Rupa Swami Iti Namine Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvesesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Satarine Pancha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. The two of us, well, Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, Srila Prabhupada. 8:15, okay, we keep it super short. That should be good. So, I'm going to read some of the commentaries of the Acharyas. Specifically, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has a very interesting or very fascinating, actually important a clarification or analysis of this verse. which is quite something, and it has an important implication for us too. So I'm going to read Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and also Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami commentary on this verse. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments. It's quite something, so pay attention. Though the wise were full of the highest prema, fulfilling their desire now will not nourish the rasa. And without nourishment of rasa, the pastime will not be attractive. So the wife approached Krishna, or the wife of the brahmanas approached Krishna, and they were in the highest position of prema. And when they approach Krishna, it is explained that they approach Krishna in the mood of conjugal love, right? But Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur say that fulfilling that desire at that time, fulfilling their desires now, what at that moment, will not nourish the rasa. And without the nourishment of the rasa, there is no the attractiveness and the sweetness won't be there. So then, though Krishna was moved and controlled by their prema, when he began to respond to their love, which aroused when they saw him, there was a sudden appearance of his Aishwarya, showing himself as God, by the agency of the Lila Shakti, which caused them to return to their homes. So, in Vrindavan, generally it is explained that the most prominent feature of Krishna is this madhurya mood, this sweetness. And the Aishwarya, the position of opulence and being the Supreme Personality of God, is secondary, is obscure. So, in general, that the devotees in Vrindavan, they don't have that sort of experience of Krishna, his Aishwarya feature. So they don't see Krishna as God. Why? Because it will hamper, it will not nourish the rasa. Rather, it will interrupt that rasa. But in this case, in order to nourish the rasa of these ladies, he presented himself as the feature, the Aishwarya feature came up. So it's quite confusing, you know, in one sense. And makes them go home, in one sense, because they actually, when they experience Krishna in this position as the personality of Godhead, then that makes them go home. But as we see, when the narration continues, you know, we see that their feelings toward Krishna, they were not interrupted by that. Rather, they were nourished. The sense of desiring Krishna. So the whole idea of Krishna nourishing the rasa is that he increases the intensity of that feeling. So in the case of the ladies, when they saw Krishna, their desire, the conjugal desire toward Krishna was fulfilled. And in order to nourish that, Krishna made the arrangement that they have to go home. And in home, in that mood of separation and the mood of not being in unity with Krishna, the feelings, those feelings of that rasa that they have with Krishna increase and increase and increase, was nourished. So that's the whole idea. So Srila Vishwanath continue. Though this Aishwarya does not usually appear in the presence of those immersed in prema, it made its appearance for increasing their prema through separation and increasing longing in separation. The perfection of the pastime for the perfection of the pastime. So it was a particular pastime, and then for achieving the highest perfection of this pastime, this was the arrangement that Krishna made, the reciprocation. Bringing the Lord's rati under control, it produces reasoning. Thus, the Lord speaks in two verses according to the mood of Aishwarya. Quote, not only you have become attached to me, but others as well has developed affection for me. Who are they? Those who are clever, kushalaha. Those who are clever look after their own welfare, swartha darshina. They had devotion which was without personal motive, a high to key, without any contaminating obstructions, abhyabahita. Just as one has affection for one's own body and husband and other things. End of quote. So here's Srila Jiva Goswami similarly. He comments. He always mentioned their desire to see and associate with him. So Krishna avoids mentioning their desire, the brahmana's wife, to see and associate with him. Atha means directly. Thus the meaning is, they perform pure bhakti to me, since it is without material motive, a high to key. They perform bhakti abundantly, yata, to me, who am dearer than the Atma, since I am Paramatma. Since I am constantly with you as Paramatma, it is not necessary to be anxious for my direct association. So Krishna is speaking to them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who also expands as Paramatma in a present within their hearts, so they're always with them. So they're saying, just like every living entity, you know, so you, like that. Srila Sanatana Goswami comments, O wife of Brahmanas, Nanu, or certainly, skillful persons directly or purely, Adha, perform bhakti to me since they perform bhakti without motives, Ahai Tuki. Or they perform bhakti directly to me, not Brahma or Shiva. They perform bhakti abundantly, Yata, to me, who are dearer than the Atma, since I am Paramatma. Or those who have the quality of showing what is best for a person, Swartha Darshina, teachers of showing one's best interest, perform bhakti without their self-interest in mind, Ahaituki. Or persons who know their best interest perform bhakti to me just as women dedicated to their husbands serve their husbands who are dearer to them, Atma Priye. So, Krishna Krishna connects or responds to the wives of the brahmanas in this way to increase their rasa or their mood of affection that they have towards Krishna, the conjugal affection that they have towards Krishna. And he speaks from the perspective of the personality of Godhead, the Aishwarya feature. Now, the instruction that Krishna, or the way Krishna is connecting with them or responding to them, is very relevant to us in our position. He says that those who can see their true, untrue interest, this word swartha darshina or swartha gatim, is pretty much very common use by the great personalities, great devotees. Specifically to mine is Prahlad Maharaj, who say that persons who are devoid of understanding what is their greatest self-interest, they don't know that the greatest self-interest is worship, this devotional service to the personality of Godhead. And this idea is at the heart of the process of devotional service, or the process of, or the essence of who we are. The definition of this true interest is swartha darshina, is loving devotional service that is uninterrupted and unmotivated. So, ahaituki abhyabahitan bhaktim. Bhaktim towards Krishna, who is atma priya, who is dearest to us, to our own self. So the essence of our own self is this loving service to the personality of Godhead, which is expressed in the questions that the sages of Dhammacharya asked to Sutta Goswami, and Sutta Goswami responded to this question. The question was, what is the essence of all things that will give satisfaction to the self? Among all the scriptures, what is the essence of all the teachings that are there? That is, that goes at the essence of the living entity. And Srila Sutta Goswami responded, the famous way, Sabai Punsam Paro Dharma. So he says that this highest position, this highest, the supreme occupation, or the supreme dharma, this Param Dharma, is devotional service. Loving devotional service to the personality of Godhead. And similarly, he says it should be a haitukiya pratiyata, that is unmotivated and uninterrupted, the same thing. And only that will give satisfaction to the self. Why? Because the essence of us is this loving connection to Krishna, who is dear to us of our own self. And the commentary of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur on this verse is amazing too. And I'm going to read it for you. And then that should be close to, you know, wrapping our class. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, This verse answers the second questions of the sages. What is the final essence of all scriptures? That essence is highest dharma for everyone who is in a human being, who is a human being, punsam. Meaning, hearing and chanting about the Lord, it is said, etavan eva lokesmin punsam dharma parasmrita bhakti yogo bhagavati tan nanma grahanadibhi. Translation: that is the only means for attaining the final perfection of life. Therefore, persons whose minds are fixed on the Lord engage in intensive practice of devotional service. This is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 6.3.22. Now, this is an important verse that also talk about this dharma para, or param dharma, the supreme dharma. And etavan means the exclusiveness. That is, this is it. Not to this dharma or that dharma, this demigod or things like that. Just like the same thing that Krishna says, you know, when he says sarva dharmam paridhiman ekam sharanam braja, that exclusive devotion to Krishna. So etavan eva lokesmin, in this world, the exclusive process for human beings, punsam, the supreme process is this bhakti yoga bhagavati. Same. Devotional service to the personality of Godhead that starts with tan nama grahanadibhi, that begins with hearing and chanting about the Lord. So the process of hearing and chanting is the only means for attaining the perfection of life. Devotional service that starts with the process of hearing and chanting. So devotional service. So the position of devotional service is the essence of who we are. That's the meaning. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti continues. By this statement, the word para along with dharma in the present verse can indicate only bhakti yoga. So param dharma means only bhakti yoga. Etavan eva indicates exclusion of all the process of paradharma. This is even more fascinating here, because Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti now is going at simply at the importance of this process of hearing and chanting. The essence of a scripture is bhakti yoga, by which prema bhakti, yatha bhakti, appears. He arises without cause, ahaituki. Mixed bhakti is excluded in this definition, since it has a cause. Quote, but you're really evading the truth here, saying that prema is not caused by sadhana bhakti. End of quote. This is like Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur having a conversation with a devotee. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said that that the essence of the scriptures is bhakti yoga, by which prema bhakti appears. He arises without any cause. So mixed bhakti is excluded in this definition. So this is specifically talking about pure bhakti, not mixed bhakti. Pure bhakti have no cause.
mixed bhakti has a cost. One have to meet a devotee and this and that, you know, like that. And then one receive bhakti, there's a cost. But pure bhakti, there's no cost. So then the devotee who's hearing asks, wait a minute. You're really evading the truth here, saying that prema is not caused by sadhana bhakti. So in general, we, you know, the process of devotional service, we receive our sadhana. And then as we receive our sadhana, we practice our sadhana, we become purified, and eventually we, you know, become fixed, then obtain taste, then attachment, then prema. And then Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur say, no, dharma consisting of hearing and chanting about the Lord is called sadhana bhakti. And in the mature state, it's called prema. So now he's saying, no. This process of hearing and chanting is sadhana bhakti. And then when sadhana bhakti is mature, it's prema. So we're talking about an immature and mature state of bhakti yoga. Let's see how it continues. I mean, it's not a simple thing. Yeah? Both are called bhakti. With ecstatic symptoms by prema, develop through sadhana bhakti. Sorry. Both are called bhakti, for it is said, bhaktya sanjayata bhaktya vibrati utpulakantanum. The devotee possesses a body with ecstatic symptoms by prema developed through sadhana bhakti. This is from the 11th canto, chapter 3, text number 31. In the verse being discussed, the former bhakti, parodharma, is the cause of the later type of bhakti, yato bhaktir adokshaye. Just as an unripe mango is the cause of a ripe mango. So what we receive, meaning we receive this paramdharma. That paramdharma that we receive is the highest truth. There's no Kaitava Dharma. The Bhagavatam tells us that there is this mixed dharma, this materialistic dharma, Kaitava, is mixed with other things. That's not there. What we're receiving from the mercy of the disciplic succession, Srila Prabhupada, is Parandharma. It's the actual thing, bhakti. And that bhakti is the unripe manifest, or the unripe form of prema. So let's see how it continues. Just as an unripe mango is the cause of a ripe mango, considering one the cause of the other because of the difference in taste is simply a conception for understanding the different strength of bhakti. Though sadhana bhakti and prema are not actual different things. The various states of infancy, youth, and adulthood in one person are actually not conditions of cause and result of that cause, since the person remains. So basically what it says here is that
you know, the changes that we go from infancy to youth and to adulthood is not that infancy causes youth and youth causes adulthood like that, but rather because it's the same person. It's the same person, then it's just different stages of the same person like that. On the other hand, when pot, cloth, or cooked rice arises, the original names and form of mud, thread, and rice, and raw rice disappear. So, the other example is that you have a raw rice, and raw rice, when you cook it, becomes cooked rice. The raw rice disappear. So the cause, you know, there's two different things. This is not the case of bhakti. That's what Srila Vishwanatha Thakurabharati Thakur explained. Or when there's a thread and there's a cloth, when you have the cloth, now you don't see the thread. The thread disappears. So one cannot compare in these examples to bhakti and prema. So meaning again, bhakti and prema are the same thing. There's different stages of bhakti and prema. That's the point that we're making here. One also not say that the famous cause of bhakti is association of devotees. One also not say that the famous cause of bhakti is association of devotees. For association of devotees is part of bhakti. So, part of bhakti is also the association of devotees. So, basically what we're receiving is the full package of bhakti. You know, so there's no cause for it. It's a haituki. That's the idea. It is the second stage, as understood from the statement of Adao Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Ta Bhajana Kriya, etc., etc. And later it was said, Shushusho Shadanan Sadhananasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyan Tirta Nishevanat. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service one gains affinity from hearing the message of Vasudeva. Bhagavatam 1:2:16. Such things as charity, vows, austerity, sacrifice, and selfless performance of duties are to some degree causes of bhakti in sattvaguna, practiced as an anga of jnana, but they're not the cause of pure bhakti. Because it is said, Yam na yoge na sankhyane dana vrata tapo davrai vyakya svadhyaya sanyasai pranuyat yatnavam api. Even though one engages with great endeavor in the mystic yoga system, philosophical speculation, charity, vows, penance, ritualistic sacrifices, teaching of Vedic mantras to others, personal study of the Vedas, or the renounced order of life, one cannot achieve me. Bhagavatam 11:12:9. So, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is emphasizing the point that by the mercy of the devotees, we receive this pure bhakti.
this process of bhakti. The process of bhakti is in itself is perfectly pure as long as we remain in the shelter of that pure space. And the whole thing is grounded in the process of hearing and chanting the messages. So then that's Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes this verse, Shushushosha Dananasya Vasudeva Kataruchi. Then by the association or by the service of the devotees, we receive this Vasudeva Kataruchi, this taste for hearing about the messages of the Lord. And it's important not to confuse that all other methodology, all these other methods of mysticism and transcendental method, none of them are going to give us Krishna, only bhakti. So therefore, bhakti in itself is a real thing, it's a pure thing. And and the fact that we may not be fully purified, nevertheless, we're receiving the pure process of devotional service. And by following that process, then we engage in the process. In our condition that we're not purified, we engage in sadhana bhakti. But sadhana bhakti is like the unripe mango. So as long as we remain engaged in the process of devotional service, starting with hearing, then that will eventually ripe into a perfectly, you know, juicy, sweet mango, you know, prema. It's almost there, and then we finish. I think we're going to do perfect timing. Not can it even be said that the mercy of the Lord is the cause of pure bhakti, for it is non-filial cause, making one search out further a further cause. One cannot say that the Lord's mercy is absolute without further cause, for then it will mean that the Lord is unjust and prejudiced. How do you say? Prejudice. How do you pronounce that? Prejudice. In choosing to give mercy without reason to certain individuals and not to others. It's a very important point. So even say that the Lord's mercy is the cause of this pure bhakti is not clear and not perfect, because that means, you know, that then only those who are receiving bhakti is the Lord being merciful and not to others. However, if one says that the cause of bhakti is the mercy of the devotee, it is not incorrect. It is not so incorrect. Though the Uttama Bhaktis do not make distinction and are thus not prejudiced, one does not see the Madhyama Bhakta making distinctions between the Lord, the devotee, the innocent, and the demon. Thus, because the Lord is depending on the devotee, the Lord's mercy follows after the mercy of the devotee. That is the correct conclusion. But then, how is bhakti said to be without cause? Hai to Kim.
in this verse. Because the Lord's mercy is included in the mercy of the devotees, and because that mercy is included in association with devotees, and because the devotees' association is an anga of bhakti, bhakti is said to be without cause, since an anga of bhakti is the cause of bhakti. Nice, no? So, to say it, you know, one says, okay, so by the mercy of the devotees, we receive the mercy of Krishna. We hear that. And but association with devotees is one of the angas of bhakti, one of the, you know, so there is the shraddha, sadhu sangha is the second. So because of that, then it's all bhakti. So, you know, there is no one can say bhakti is the cause of bhakti. Therefore, bhakti is said to be without cause. From the point of view of bhakti, the devotee, bhakti, the Lord, and his mercy are not separate items. Even though bhakti appears by bhakti, thus being self-manifesting, it does not negate the fact that bhakti's self-manifesting nature comes from the Lord. This bhakti cannot be prevented by anything, apratiyata. This is mentioned in the following verse. Matgana sruti matrena maji sarva guha shaye manogatir abichina jata ganga bashon budao. Just as the water of the Ganges flow naturally downwards towards the ocean, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows towards the Supreme Lord. Bhagavatam 3:29-11. And then the last paragraph. Srila Rupa Goswami also says, Swarta dvansa rahitam sati api dvansa karane. Bhakti is without destruction, though it is the cause of destruction of obstacles. Ujjvala Nilamani 1463. Apratiyata can also mean that this prema bhakti is not contaminated by jnana and karma. By that bhakti, jaya, the mind, atma, becomes completely satisfied, suprasiddhati, because of the impossibility of the mind being satisfied with the presence of material desire. It is evident that this bhakti being discussed is without any material desires. So, all glories to our Vaishnava Acharya, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. So, we can be very grateful to the fortune of receiving this pure devotional service and being engaged, even though we're not qualified, by the mercy of the devotees, being engaged in pure devotional service. With that appreciation, just as the verse of today says, we can fully worship the Lord and take to his shelter, understanding what is our real interest, swartha darshina. Certainly, expert personalities who can see their own true interest render unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service directed unto me, for I am most dear to the soul. So we stop here, 8:17, 2 minutes late.
Karantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.